Now, current estimates suggest that there are over 500,000 people airborne around the planet at any moment in time. Quite a staggering figure, that, isn't it? Inevitably, some of the aircraft who are carrying those people will be passing through clouds. And recently, researchers have shown that this can cause a very strange phenomenon to occur. Holes open up inside the cloud, and the contents of that hole fall out as rain or snow. And Dr. Andy Hamesfield from the National Centre for Atmospheric Research made this discovery, and he's with us now. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. First of all, tell us, what actually is the cloud phenomenon that you've been looking at? How would people recognise it?
So this started back in the late 50s and actually 60s, but with more and more aircraft flying, these features have become more apparent. And the most obvious examples are fairly thin cloud layers, mid-level clouds like 5 kilometers to 7 or 8 kilometers. And what they appear to look like from observers at the ground, from photographs and people observing from the ground, is basically just like a circular hole inside of this thin cloud. So the cloud is surrounding the hole. And often, almost always, snow or even rain down lower is observed falling out of the layers.
Was there debate over whether aeroplanes were actually causing this phenomenon, or was that always a given and we just didn't understand why it was happening?
The thought was early on that these were either meteorites burning up cloud, or maybe they were rockets, or even more recently, there are observations that look like maybe they're flying saucers in clouds. A spectacular example of that occurred a year and a half ago in near Moscow and Leningrad, I believe. And it looked basically like a flying saucer. But what I believe it was precipitation falling out of a deeper cloud layer. So you couldn't see the hole because it's covered over the top by cloud, but had this feature that looked almost like a flying saucer.
So how did you step in and try and understand what was actually going on in these clouds with these funny features?
Well, the first thing that we just coincidentally noticed was 4 years ago we had a project in Colorado flying our organization's research aircraft through clouds to study their properties. And we made the observation that we inadvertently flew through a snowband, which looked like it was produced from one of these holes. And it turned out we went back and identified the two aircraft which actually flew through that cloud layer, and they turned out to be two turboprops. And then, but we actually could measure the contents of this precipitation. And that led us to expand the study to what looked like possibly not only turboprop or turbine or propeller aircraft were inducing this effect, but jet aircraft as well. So we had a spectacular example in this study we did in the last year of almost 100 aircraft which were generating little lines, but some narrow lines, maybe 2 or 3 kilometers across. Some were reaching 200 kilometers across of holes in clouds over Texas.
So what you were effectively doing was marrying up flight data, where the aeroplanes were, with observations of these features, what, presumably from satellites, in order to say, look, the planes are present at the scene of the crime every time, so we can be reasonably sure that planes are triggering this thing to happen.
That's right. Possibly not every time, but the circular holes are just giveaways. And so what we did was, the first thing, we went to this terrific satellite image with 100 of these holes, these little lines in them, identified the aircraft as being both jet aircraft and propeller aircraft, turboprops, every aircraft you could imagine, military. So we identified the aircraft. And then the next question we had is, how long do these features last? And because think of an aircraft as just being a little pencil line through a cloud, and yet these holes are visible in satellite imagery and elsewhere. And so we decided, okay, we would like to study this effect. So we use probably the most sophisticated weather research forecast model, which is developed at my organization, National Center for Atmospheric Research, and use that model with the same type of conditions, thermodynamic atmospheric conditions, that were present in that terrific case that I just referred to. And we were able to actually model the mechanism by which these holes were produced.
What is the mechanism behind this then? What actually causes the aeroplane to make these phenomena occur?
Around the tips of propeller blades for propeller aircraft and for turboprop aircraft, there is expansion of the air. That's the engines pushing back behind it. The expansion process, as we know, causes cooling. And cooling then can cause cloud droplets, which are at the ambient temperature, anytime they're below about minus 10 degrees centigrade, to cool to the point where they spontaneously freeze at minus 40. And this is a well-known phenomenon of spontaneous freezing. It's just that the aircraft, just like weather modification activities, act as a nucleus. They provide ice crystals, and these crystals then seed the cloud. Now,
so does this only apply to a subset of clouds? Because I would think that clouds that are quite high up in the air will already be at that much lower temperature. So will this be clouds closer to the ground then?
Well, it could be clouds in the middle atmosphere in the summer. They're at the temperatures where this process can occur, which is where almost all of the sightings of holes in clouds have occurred. But in the wintertime, where there's thicker cloud, perhaps often near the surface in a actual large percentage of cases in mid-latitudes, then this effect can occur at low altitudes, and you wouldn't necessarily see a hole, but there is precipitation that will be formed when temperatures are below minus 10 C.
So the plane goes into the cloud. In the case of propeller-driven aircraft, you get zones of low pressure around the tips of the propellers. Do you get the same phenomenon caused by jet planes because of the wingtips, which have their associated low-pressure regions around them?
That's absolutely right. And so, again, that low pressure is correlated with, is due to expansion of air, and that then has the effect of cooling cloud drops at their ambient temperature down to as low as minus 40 C, where they spontaneously freeze. So it really opens up almost any type of aircraft to this process, and we have documented this for just about any type of airplane.
So what actually happens once the hole has got seeded, so the aircraft has gone through, it's created the optimum conditions to make one of these holes on its way through, does the hole then grow? Because as you recruit more particles in and you get downdrafts as the particles fall out, do you then get more stuff coming in to replace it that then itself turns into more ice particles that drop out?
What happens is that the process of going from cloud droplets to ice crystals liberates heat. And as those crystals continue to liberate heat, they generate, just like a cloud, this buoyancy, and that causes rising in the center and cooling or subsidence, subsiding air, and evaporation of cloud drops on the edge. And even though it's just maybe one burst of particles, this process can and is self-sustaining. We've documented 2 hours or more following passage of an aircraft that these holes are still observable.
And how big do they become?
We have documented 6 to 10 kilometers from a little pencil slice through a cloud from an airplane.
So given that you've got this phenomenon, you can put the aircraft at the scene of the crime. We know they're doing it. Is it actually a meteorologically significant impact? In other words, how much water is the cloud robbed of in terms of its precipitation potential? And if you summed all of the impacts of this around the world, is it important?
It's not important in a global scale, but where it might be important is in the wintertime in mid-latitudes with busy airports. So airports like Heathrow, Frankfurt, De Gaulle, O'Hare in the U.S., those airports which have considerable amount of traffic, those clouds can be continuously seeded in the winter where there's low cloud.
And what sort of volume of precipitation are we talking about? Is it significant over background?
We have documented a case in Colorado where, at an airport in Colorado, where the precipitation rate is up to 5 centimeters per hour. And we, you know, if it lasts over that spot, if there are lots of airplanes flying through, we're talking about, you know, 5 centimeter per hour rates under conditions where there's a lot of aircraft traffic, especially on climb-out.
And are there any other things that we can learn about cloud science or atmospheric science on the basis of what you've discovered?
The most interesting thing is that we are able to document what's called dynamic seeding, and in the many of the earlier cloud seeding attempts, tried to invigorate clouds by dynamic seeding, where they put ice in the cloud at a certain point, and they hope that the ice grows and causes these updrafts and downdrafts that are around the edges, or circulations. And this is a good example of this process, and we're able to model it.
Andrew, thank you very much. That's Andrew Hamesfield. He's from the National Center for Atmospheric Research. And if you want to follow up on some of Andrew's work, you can read the paper he published on that phenomenon earlier this year. It was in the journal Science.